Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here are two things you should be paying attention to the last day of February. The Congressional Leadership Fund, the GOP super PAC closely aligned with Speaker Paul Ryan and House Republican leadership, will report that it raised $9.7 million from January until February 21st. The group's cash on hand was $21.7 million as of February 21st. They'll need all of that money as they try to keep the House in Republican control. The group has spent millions of dollars in the Pennsylvania special election and is up with a new ad in that race, which is between Democrat Connor Lamb and Republican Rick Saccone. Their strategy, tie Lamb to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and the Obama administration. Sound familiar? A few new pieces of news on guns. Lawmakers are beginning to talk about ways to help secure schools, and one idea that has come up a few times is installing technology that helps spot gunfire. DC has it, and some believe it could allow for quicker response times.
Also, the most likely gun-related bill that could pass and head to the president's desk is the Fix NICS bill, which penalizes government agencies for not sending information to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Senator Mike Lee of Utah has a hold on this bill, which the House passed, because of due process concerns. We were told yesterday that conservatives in the House and Senate want a fix that would have a judge involved in any decision to confiscate a firearm from someone deemed a threat. And for your awareness, we've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll, and via Steve Shepard, he writes, roughly 2 in 3 Americans now say gun control laws should be made more strict in the wake of the Florida shooting. The poll also shows support for stricter gun laws among registered voters at 68% compared to just 25% who oppose stricter gun laws.
The big story this morning is Jared Kushner. The Washington Post is reporting that officials in at least 4 countries privately discuss ways to manipulate Kushner. They wanted to take advantage of his business entanglements and lack of foreign policy experience. Ileana Johnson and Andrew Astuccia scooped for us that Kushner has lost access to top secret intelligence. This is incredibly important as he is one of the administration's top figures on Middle East peace, a process for which he would need top secret intelligence. But CNN reports that Kushner's security downgrade will not hinder his role in trying to negotiate Middle East peace. This all comes as Kushner's biggest defender, Josh Rafel, is headed for the exits.
The Post has another story up on how 4 Commerce Department political appointees lost their jobs Tuesday because of problems with their background checks. And we've got some tough headlines for Hope Hicks today. The New York Times reports that she acknowledged that she sometimes tells white lies for Trump. However, after a long talk with her lawyers, the paper reports that she insisted she had not lied about material matters with the investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 election. Kyle Cheney also reported that Hicks declined to answer many questions during her appearance, escalating a standoff over the ground rules between the West Wing and House members in the Russia investigation.
The New York Times' Glenn Thrush has more on HUD Secretary Ben Carson living the lux life. The paper reports that HUD spent $31,000 on a new dining room set for Carson in late 2017, just as the agency was planning to slash HUD's programs. This purchase came a month after a whistleblower complaint charged Carson's wife with pressuring officials to spend money on expensive decorations for his office. In a hit to Trump's election year agenda, but no shock to anybody who has any idea how Washington works, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn told reporters yesterday that Trump's infrastructure bill may not happen this year. What's old is new again, as the New York Times reports that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is floating rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Here's the latest on Russia. Our colleague Josh Gerstein is reporting that Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters that the Justice Department is investigating the GOP Russia memo claims. CNN is reporting that Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's team is questioning witnesses about Trump's business activities in Russia before the 2016 presidential campaign. And there's more coming out about Paul Manafort. Bloomberg is reporting that Manafort made 17 trips to the Ukraine in 2014 and 2015, and that he joined the Trump campaign as his Ukrainian work dried up.
Some strange elements of the Trump 2020 campaign rollout. The AP reports that the Jared Kushner statement is an apparent violation of federal law prohibiting White House officials from using their titles in political work. Again, there are rules to politics and laws that govern how people practice politics. The AP has another story about how Brad Parscale, the new campaign manager, has a close financial relationship with a penny stock firm tied to a felon.
In the juice, we've got Ivanka Trump spotted exiting the Georgetown Neighborhood Library yesterday, while Gayle King was seen leaving Cannon House office building yesterday afternoon, and Lara Trump with a security detail Tuesday afternoon in the Admirals Club at DCA. And Bloomberg is reporting that former Trump advisor Dina Powell is returning to Goldman Sachs. The president and first lady will attend the arrival ceremony for Billy Graham at the Capitol today. And in the afternoon, Trump will meet with lawmakers to discuss school safety. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.